Oh, we're doing kingdom business in here today. It's not just another service. Amen. Praise God. Well, I was one of our leaders went on home to be with the Lord this year, and his name is Apostle Jay Swallow, one of the native chiefs, and he's done a whole lot of great things. It was said of him that he had the most authority on the land in this nation than anyone. That's a lot of international and national leaders have said this about him. So it's not just to puff him up. He did operate in that type of authority. And he taught us and trained us. Most of the land stuff, land war, I know, I got from him and Mark and Apostle Big Pond and some others, because one of my giftings is a land warrior. And he said, what is that? That's somebody that goes on the land where great atrocities have taken place and begin to pray and reverse what's in the land. The Revelation says it like this: the blood of people that's gone before you is crying out, will you avenge us? And we got a word from one of our prophets that said as we came to Selma, that God was going to use us while we were here to answer the cries of the blood of those that's gone before us. The injustices that have happened. If you get real quiet somewhere in Selma and sit on the land, you could probably hear the cries of the people saying, revenge our blood. And the Bible talks about the apostles and the prophets being those that God used to come and avenge the blood of those that's gone before. Amen? So today, he's taught us and trained us, Apostle Jay did, and there's like a thousand more things I could tell you about him. But I was at his homegoing service, one of the most powerful, inspirational services I've probably ever been through. I think I got up and started shouting and hollering and stuff like I do. But anyway, because it was so powerful, it was great. And between the tears, because we're going to miss him. But as I was sitting there and the different speakers got up to speak over him, his pastor, Cindy Jacob, Apostle John, Apostle, the other, a lot of people got up. And as they, Rabbi Landry, as they got up and start speaking, there were mantles, I'm sitting there, that were falling. And I was saying, okay, God, what is this? The Holy Spirit said, write. And I just began writing. I wrote all over the front of the program, every page inside, all over the back. And then I even had to get more paper. And the Lord was saying, these are mantles that he walked in that need to be released, that should not fall to the ground. Come on, somebody, did you hear what I'm saying? Guess what? In Selma, you need these mantles to be able to accomplish some of the things that God's called you to do. Amen? So I've got five of them. That's only five that I can release as I go. There were probably about 14 that I picked up, and 14 I can't even talk about yet. But I wanted to know, now, is there anybody in here that don't want a mantle? Okay, that's good. Was that your hand, Mark? What happens with a mantle? A mantle in the Old Testament, it was a cloak that for example, that would identify you. And the prophets would have on a certain color mantle, and that everybody in the room said, oh, there's a prophet that just came in. A king would have on a certain mantle, but the shepherds would have on a certain mantle as well. So a king and others would be mantled with different things. So roll up to this year, to now, and in the spirit, there are mantles that God will put on you, clothing that God will clothe you with, that you need to further and advance his kingdom. Amen. He said, I won't have you ignorant. I want to equip you to do what I've called you to do. So here's another thing. If this mantle, when I call out a mantle, if you feel like it's yours, stand up. And let me just warn you, warning, stay close to your seat, because some of them are heavy and they knock you over. I don't have to come touch you. They'll come and knock you over because the power of them are so strong. Amen? So can I go with the first one? I only have a few minutes. Praise God. Can you give me an extra 15 minutes? Can I get that? Okay. So here we go. The first mantle. Now, if it's your mantle or you feel like it's something you need to move in, stand up when I say it, okay? It's a mantle of peace. He was a man full of peace. Although he was a warrior, a part of his arsenal was peace. A part of the tools that he used in warfare, he'd go into a region where there's all kind of crap going on, but he would usher in peace. And that was a part of his mantle. Peace. Jesus said, I leave with you my peace, not as the world gives, but as I give. Let the peace of God that passes all understanding, what? Guard your heart and mind through Christ Jesus. So this first mantle, raise your hands. Here it comes. Father, in the name of Jesus, the name that's above every name, Lord, we thank you that there's a special place of peace that we can operate in. So right now, in the name of Jesus, I release a mantle of peace. Shalom, shalom, the peace of God. Shalom, shalom, there it is, there it is, take it. Peace. Peace like a river. Oh God, thank you. There it is, there it is, there it is. Peace, be still. Peace, peace, peace. Not as the world give you, but as I go. Peace, you usher in peace everywhere you go. There'll be turmoil, there'll be confusion, but peace will be upon you. Okay, number two is the mantle of reconciliation. In 2 Corinthians, yep, if you want that, just go ahead and stand up. Praise God. Amen. 2 Corinthians, is that in this Bible? Or is it in my other Bible? It's in this one. Praise God. 2 Corinthians 5:18 says this. It says, now all these things are from God who reconciled us to himself through Christ and gave us the ministry of reconciliation. If that's one you're called to, what that anointing does, it causes you to go in and reconcile with different races, different cultures, different people. It doesn't matter who you're around, you're going to reconcile with them. That's a special anointing that I flow in, that he flowed in, that when I come into a place, people are open to receive reconciliation. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, and you heard the word, it said all of us should be ministers of reconciliation. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, God, that Jesus is called the reconciler of the nations. So, in the name of Jesus, we release that ministry, that gifting of reconciliation. Here it is. I release it over you. Reconcile, reconcile. I release it right now. Reconciliation. Ho rabba shanda ra ra boko. Robo shanda ra rabba. You'll walk in supernatural forgiveness. You'll walk in supernatural reconciliation. Ho ra shanda ra. I'm changing your DNA even right now. I'm changing it. I'm changing it. I'm changing it to be a reconciler. Oh God. Oh, Rabba Shandana. Number three is this. It's a governmental mantle. Now, you got to watch out for this one. It's a governmental mantle. Now, let me tell you what he did. He was able, the 300 plus treaties that the United States lied about and said we're going to, that they broke with the Native Americans. Said, we're going to give you land, we're going to do this, we're going to, 300 and something treaties that they did not, we did not follow through on. He was able to get an apology written and went through the governments, went through senators and other representatives to get to the place where the United States government wrote, agreed to apologize to the Native Americans. So if you want this governmental mantle, some of you got it. Doesn't mean you got to go be a governor. Doesn't mean you have to go now and try to be the president. It means that you'll have authority in the government. And when you go and talk in cities and states, the government will listen to you. Amen. I was in Bahamas. I do a lot of business internationally. And I met with the prime minister of the Bahamas. Supernaturally. I've been to Liberia. The government there, senators, governors. As a matter of fact, the governor of governors. Rode me around for 8 hours one day, giving me land and property. But that's the governmental mantle. That's a governmental anointing that causes kings. God said, I'm going to set you before great men and women. I'm going to set you before kings and queens. Other nations, Ireland, England. We've been before governments. So, and the Bible says what? Jesus said, they said in Isaiah, and the government shall be upon your shoulders. Oh, and his government and peace, there shall be no what? End. So raise your hands. Here it is. Here it comes. Government mantle. A governmental mantle. There it is. Take it, take it. Governmental mantle. It's a governmental mantle. Take it, take it, take it. You need it. You'll get favor now in governments. Oh, you'll get favor. With governments. With governments, you will get favor. Governmental anointing. Receive it, receive it, receive it. Governmental. Oh, yanda, yere. Thank you, God, for a governmental mantle, a governmental anointing. Thank you for the Cyrus anointing, oh God. Thank you for Cyrus's. Oh, and Daniel's and Esther's. Oh God, thank you for them. Oh, shakata. Oh, thank you, God. Thank you for a governmental anointing. Governmental mantles, Lord God. Come on, receive them, receive them, receive them. Government shall be upon your shoulders. Oh God, we thank you. Oh, shata. Show. Oh God. Thank you, God. Government, government, government. Oh, shata baka. There it is. Take it, take it, take it, take it. Take it, take it, my brother, take it. Oh, shake it, da-da-da-ba. Governmental mantles. Doors will begin to open in governments where you couldn't get in before. Oh, God. Government, 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 government. Not only your government, but other governments. In your nation, yeah. Other governments in your nation will begin. I'm going to just touch your head. Will begin, oh, there it is, to give you uncommon favor. Uncommon favor. Horabashanda. There's a double anointing upon you. Cyrus, the anointing of Cyrus. Isaiah 45. Horabashanda. Not that you're wicked, but you're going to do what Cyrus did. He funded the kingdom. But there's also a Joseph anointing. Oh, Shemanda. I release it right now. Government, government, government. And the last one, I'm going to just ask everybody to stand up because everybody needs this one. You need it. No, it's the next to the last one. He got up and they even told us about it, and God had already spoken it. Every time from 2001, he would get up and say, the transference of wealth is happening this year. From ever since 2000, and as a matter of fact, I was on a prayer journey with him. And we did a journey over the U.S. We were at the stock market. We went to, not the stock market, I just went to the stock market. But anyway, let me just tell you a little bit. I want you to stand. We did a financial journey about 2005. And as Very interesting. I was the only African American on the trip. It was only about 25 people. We started in New York at the head of Wall Street. We went to the Treasury, the Reserve, Federal Reserve, that's not federal. You missed that. But anyway, we went to the Federal Reserve. We went 25 stories down into where the gold was. It 30 something billion dollars worth of, 300 and something billion dollars worth of gold. And we stood there and said, "The gold is mine. And the silver is mine," said the Lord. "Loose our wealth." And we left there and went to Jekyll Island and did some other stuff that I can't tell you. But when we were in the Federal Reserve room on Jekyll Island, where the Federal Reserve started, and like I said, I was the only African American in there, Chuck said, "Vanessa, you break the power of financial slavery from off this nation because your people overcame slavery." And so we did a lot of other things. So Apostle Jay was right there. And what do you call those hourglass things? He had one of those and he sat there and he said, "And Lord," and he starts praying in his native language. And then he says, and he flips it over and he says, "Let the transference of wealth begin." And then from then, we've got other stories. Other people can tell you much better than I can about how the wealth was transferred, or how he keeps saying that the wealth was transferred. I got to tell you another story about him. One time we were in Oklahoma at our big meeting, and two of the ladies from Kansas got up and said, and people don't know this, but I can tell it now, he's not here. And they got up and said, "You know, we had oil wells that struck. And so we want to give you, Apostle Jay, we want to give you a first fruit offering of that because of what y'all did on that financial journey." And so, and he was a real jokester, so you'll hear that in a minute. So I go to him after service. I was like, "Man, you know I was on that trip with you. Where my cut? I mean, don't I get a little bit of that?" He took the money out in an envelope and said, "I want you to have." Transferred wealth. Come on, into my hands. I was joking. And he said, "No, this is, I want you to." And I said, no. He said, "No, you have this." Transference of wealth. A lot of people don't believe that this is going to happen. What about when the children of Israel left Egypt? God said, "You're not going empty-handed." And guess what? Poverty, lack, scarcity, the expiration date is. And the Bible says, what? The wealth of the wicked is stored up for the righteous or the just. Why? We got to go to places like my brother's living. We got to go and do whatever he needs financially and not even look back. Whatever he needs, we go build houses, move land, get lumber, dig up oil, minerals, whatever it is he needs. We should be able to say, "Oh, let me write a check." And as a matter of fact, if you want me to come too, I'm coming to write a check and I'll come with you. Do you hear what I'm saying? Not for me to have another big car or another big house. And all of those come, but I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about kingdom transference so we can take over a city. Can you imagine me going into Liberia talking to the president, who's a friend of mine, President Sharif Johnson, but going in there and saying, "Hey, you know what? I got 25 programs I want to do. And here's about $20 million that I own myself that I want to do them with." What do you think happens then? And then I say, and in my program, every person's got to pray and go to Bible study every day. What do you think they're going to say? "No, that's okay. We don't want your money." They're going to say, "Girl, come on up in here and we'll make them do worship too." So the transference of wealth. God wants, and the biggest thing is getting it in our heads that he wants us to have. That's the biggest thing. I don't care where you've been. I don't care if you don't have but two pennies. Today is the day you're going to get this man. So raise your hands. Now watch out, watch out. Warning. It's heavy. Oh, God. Oh God, oh God, oh God. You said wealth, riches, and honor will fill our houses, oh God. You said we're the head and not the tail. We're above and not beneath. You said we're lenders and not borrowers, God. You said, Father, that we would, you said, beloved, I wish above all things that you would prosper and be in good health as your soul prospers. God, you said you want us to have. Our father of Abraham in Genesis 13:1 says he was very rich. And my apostle says it like this, that word rich means rich. He had wealth. Isaac sowed seed, Genesis 26:12, in the land and received a hundredfold return. The man began to prosper, continued prospering until he became very prosperous. Solomon was the most prosperous man in the world in his time. David transferred wealth to him, billions of dollars, to build the kingdom. That's our example. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, we release right now the mantle to receive the transference of wealth. Receive it. Receive it. There it is. Receive it. Receive it. Take it. Take it. Take it. Take it. Take it. Take it. No more lack. No more poverty. No more lack. Ho, shata, mando, robo. Wealth, wealth, come. I release wealth angels. Come, come. Begin to bring us the wealth. In the name of Jesus. Come on, come on. Receive it, receive it, receive it. Receive it, receive it, receive it. Come on, receive it, receive it. Because of what you've done and laid your life down for the poor. Ah, there it is. There it is, there it is. Oh, there it is. Because you've done that and given out of your own resources. God said, you are one that I've marked before the foundations of the earth. I've marked you to be the recipient of my great wealth. Wealth that you've never seen. Don't question it, just receive it and start going 1 billion 1, 1 billion 2. Oh, sheke bata. Hoto tabaka sata taboko sa. Hete tabaka sata tabaka sata taboko. Hete de debashana, and you're one as well. There it is. There it is. Oh, catch her. There it is. Oh! Wealth, riches and honor. Wealth. Man of God, this is one of the reasons you came. This is one of the reasons you came. You needed this mantle. Because you're both headed into this season. Wealth is going to begin to just come to you. It's just going to begin to come to you. Some of those ideas I gave you that's been put on the shelf, God's going to say, it's time. It's time. They'll work now. And there are businesses in your belly too. God said, it's time. It's time. Don't worry about it. I'm going to show you line upon line, precept upon precept, how to prosper. There you go. There it is. It's heavy. How to prosper in this time. How to prosper. It's a heavy. I'm going to have to do you like this. It's heavy. It's heavy. Oh, shatabaka. It's heavy. You got to have it. You can't go any further. You got to have it. You've been crying out, saying, God, we're doing all that we know how to do. We're saying all that you know how we know how to say. But God, it still had to happen. I'm going to just do this on you. It's heavy. It's a heavy mouth. I'm going to just grab you around the waist. There it is. No. Oh, God. Shema, my mama. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Selma will be poor no more. In the name of Jesus. It will be poor no more. In the name of Jesus. It will be poor no more. There it is. There it is. Oh. pour no more. Pour no more. This one you got to take back to your people. Got to. You got to take it back. Pour no more. Moon Mountain. Pour no more. There's wealth in them, their hills. That's country. There is wealth in the hills. Here it is. Here it is. Oh. Back there in the sound booth. Both of y'all, there it is. Y'all need this. Y'all need it. Y'all need it. Y'all need it. It's real. 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 All you got to do is believe it. That's all. That's all. That's what I love about the kingdom. All you got to do is believe it. Oh, just hit you, man. Well, the last one. With all of that, so you got peace, you got reconciliation, you got government, you got wealth. There's only one thing that you lack. Stand up for it. You need joy. You're going to be happy about this thing. Amen? Come on, the blessings of the Lord makes us rich, and He has no sorrow with it. You're going to be happy. Apostle Jay would tell us jokes. Along the way, we would just be cracking up. As serious as he would get and go up and defeat some big old principality over a region, over a nation, and wrestle that thing to the ground. And then he'd start telling us jokes on the way home. We're like, hey, shouldn't we be deep and going, oh, ta, 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 ta. He's like, mm-mm. He'd tell you all kind of jokes. And he'd love to tell you native jokes. And he'd say, I remember one thing he would always, he'd say, you can always tell an African American's house or a Native American's house. He said, by how many rundown cars are in the driveway. He said, you could always say, isn't that funny? He would say that kind of stuff. But, you know, we would laugh. And it was either him, I think this might have been Apostle Big Pond that said, he was preaching, he said, Caucasians argue. He said, African American, black people fuss. Did you hear me? Caucasians argue. Black people or African Americans fuss. He said, natives fight. He said, we'll fight you. He said, we ain't gonna argue, we ain't gonna fuss, we gonna fight. So joy, the Bible says the joy of the Lord is my strength. You're going to be happy that you got peace. You're going to be happy you're walking in reconciliation. You're going to be happy with your governmental anointing. You're going to be happy with all this money I'm getting ready to give you. You're going to be happy about it. So now, in the name that's above every name, it says in the presence of the Lord, there is fullness of joy. Oh, some of you had a little bit of joy, a little more joy, a little bit more joy, but today you're going to get the fullness of joy. So in the name that's above every name, I release to you the joy of the Lord, the joy. I release it to you. It's the joy unspeakable. Full of glory. I release it. I release it. Joy, 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 joy. The joy of the Lord is my strength. Come on, come on. Take the joy. Come on, celebrate. Take joy. Be happy. Be happy. God has visited Selma. Be happy. God has visited Alabama. You don't have to be the way you are. Come on. Come on. We receive the joy. Hallelujah! Blow the trumpets in Zion! Shout the alarm! Joy has come! Joy! Joy, 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 joy! Joy has come! Joy has come! Joy, 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 joy has come! Joy! Joy! Joy, 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 joy has come! Joy! Joy! Joy, 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 joy has come! Joy! Joy, 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 joy has come. Come on. Joy, 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 joy has come. What, what? Joy, 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 joy has come. What? Joy, 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 joy has come. What? Joy, 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 joy has come. The joy. Oh, joy, 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 joy has come. You can still feel joy, joy. Joy, 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 joy has come. Come on, say it loud. Joy, 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 joy has come. Come on, say it loud. Joy, 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 joy has come. Come on, say it loud. Joy, 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 joy has come. What, what? Joy, joy. Come on, you say joy, joy. Has it really? Joy, huh? Joy, 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 joy has come. Come on, say it. Joy, 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 joy has come. One more time. Joy, oh, joy, 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 has, joy has come. Come on, praise the Lord for the joy. Come on, come on, praise Him. I'm done. I'm done. I'm done. Joy. Joy, 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 joy has come. What? Joy, joy.
Joy, joy, joy has come.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Joy, joy, joy has come.
I need a joy, 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 joy has come.